Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the debut episode of Enchanted Psychic Visions with renowned medium Melinda Williams. Enjoy the show.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing today? I'm glad you tuned in to Enchanted Psychic Visions. My name is Melinda Williams. Hope everybody's doing good today. This is going to be part two of Angel Numbers. Please remember you can call in or you can do the chat, either way that you prefer. So basically, last week we talked about, you know, what angel numbers are, how it's important to when you're seeing repeating numbers, to make sure you pay attention to the middle number if it's three numbers. Now, if it's two numbers, basically what you do is you take the two inner numbers. So like if the number was 2222, then you would take the two twos in the middle and add those together, which is four. But these numbers are really, really important in our everyday life. A lot of us don't realize that. I didn't for a little while, and then I started looking into, because I kept seeing repeating numbers, and I'm like, what is this trying to tell me? And so basically, I want to tell you something that happened to me. I kept seeing the number 7 in the angel numbers. It was usually 373. So I started looking at, you know, the different numbers, and I'm like, what does this mean? It's trying to tell me something. Well, then in October of 2018, my husband had a massive heart attack, and he had to be flown out from here where we live, and I got down to Phoenix, and they were telling me, you know, his chances of survival were really slim, and I seen this number 373. It kept occurring in different places on paper, on, you know, books I passed by, just different things while I was there in the hospital. So then I started really sitting down and looking at it while I was there at the hospital. But then the strangest thing happened was while I was there looking and trying to figure out what this means, it had to be assigned to me. There was this guy that he was pushing an IV pole, and he came and he sat down beside of me, and he looked at me and he goes, "Child," he says, "you know, the time right now is 53, which, you know, I thought, okay, what does this mean? There's a 5, because it was the same, close to the same numbers. And so then he sat there and he talked to me briefly, and he told me, he said, "Have faith, have faith." So then he got up and he left. And then I realized, well, I didn't get his name. I would like to thank him and, you know, maybe go and check on him. So I went running down the hall. And he had turned to the left. That's the last place I had seen him. He turned to the left. So I went down that hallway, but then the hallway ended, and the only thing that was down there were, like, closets and that kind of thing. So I'm sitting there going, where did he go? So then I went, and I got online on my phone, and I was looking at the numbers 353. The number 5 meant that a guardian angel. So it took me as he was a guardian angel telling me that all I needed was faith. So see, that's how important these numbers are. And so then I went down into to the gift shop, and there was this little rock, a little stone, and it had the word faith. And that's what he told me. So I thought all of this was connected. And once that I, you know, was sitting there and I looked at this number 5, it was meaning guardian angel is near. So, you know, it was just really amazing that how I took this, and that's why I wanted to do a show or two on the angel numbers, because they are always there trying to guide you. So there again, there's things in life that we don't understand, but my husband ended up, he's okay. He you know, he had to have stents put in, and he's constantly having other issues. He did go blind, and what I found that the number 3 meant that there was something going to transpire in your life that was going to be difficult to handle, And so I felt like that number was preparing me to be prepared to what was going to happen further with my husband, which was losing his eyesight. So, you know, these angel numbers, they're really there. It's a hidden message. So let's take a minute now and let's talk to a caller. Let's see who we got on here today.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Thank you so much for
Hi
taking
there.
My call.
Oh,
Hi.
Glad to speak with you.
My name
so what's your
Tanika.
Name?
Tanika.
Oh, okay, Tanika. That's a beautiful name, Tanika. How can I help you today?
Thank you. I wanted to know if you could please talk to me about my current love life and career. There's someone that I was involved with that I still care a lot about. His name is Frank. He works at my current job, which is also a job I'm debating leaving. But what I've been offered was a part-time job at a hospital, also in my town, and I'm worried about going from a full-time position to a part-time, even though they say, you know, it could grow into full-time. So I'm just wondering if you see that being a bad move or a good move, and also, like, what you see as far as him and everything, what you see from me.
Okay, so basically, the first thing I'm feeling is, you know, a lot of times in life we come across something that we're not for sure what we need to do. You know, you have to look at, you know, can you support yourself if you do go part-time? I do feel that that job will go full-time. It will probably take a month or two, but it will eventually go full-time. And so, you know, if that's something you think that you could handle, but, you know, I do see that it would move your career-wise in the right direction. I feel it's something that you would be very good at, the position that they're offering you. So, you know, just pause and just rethink about it, but it will go full time for you. Now, as far as your relationship, what I'm seeing is that he's a little bit hesitant due to some kind of difficulty or problem. I think it's in his own personal life. There's a challenge for him. So, you know, he may, you know, that's probably why he withdrawn. But know that, you know, it is something that can be worked on. But I feel that he feels that this is something that you would not like or be able to handle. So it's something in his own personal life. And, you know, that's something that would be your call to, you know, say, hey, you know, I would like for us to talk and just see if you can get him to talk about it. But it's something from his own personal life.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause he, like, just kind of clammed up. Like, he... at work, like, he's polite, but he seems like he avoids me, and I don't know. He never really let me into his life. I don't know if he'll come back around. I'm hoping he does, because I care a lot about him, and it's hard to see him every day knowing that we're like this. And I don't
right.
know how he feels about me, but it's hard for me to, you know, I'm just hoping that he comes back, like, you know, and gives us a try, like a real try, and let me in.
Exactly. I understand that. What I am seeing is that there was something that he was afraid to go forward with the relationship. You know, it could be something in his own personal life. Maybe, you know, I'm feeling he has to deal with something in his own personal life. And once that is taken care of, I do think that, you know, there will be another contact, more ways for you to redevelop what you were trying to do to begin with.
If I left the job, would that damage us? Because he seems to me like he's the kind of person that, like, if I'm not there, he doesn't even think
mm-hmm.
of me. Because, like, right now I'm home. I took a week off, and he's not. He doesn't text me or anything. He doesn't reach out. So I'm worried that, like, if I leave the job, then he's really going to just be like, ooh, thank God that's, you know, done. Or, you know, I'm not going to, like, he'll just forget about me or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Right, I understand that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, to make a big jump, a big leap of faith, and to take that other position, it may make it better because of the fact maybe it's something there that happened at work that he doesn't want other people seeing or noticing or taking note to. But, you know, everything I'm getting as far as this career thing, I do believe it would be the best for you because it's going to open up more doors for you.
Mm-hmm. You see, if he loves me, his name is Frank.
I do see that he cares for you, and then, you know, but there's something that's holding him back. And you know, it's something personal. So, you know, I don't really want to get into a lot of details in reference here on the phone because there's a lot of more things I could tell you. But there again, you know, it's stuff that I would not want to put out on the air. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I would suggest is maybe contact me privately if you could.
How can I, are you available after your show today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just look at my website. It's Enchanted Psychic Visions, and but yeah, there is personal things that he's dealing with. So basically, that's what's keeping him held back.
Yeah, I would like to talk to you today, if possible. Enchanted Visions, do you think? Or just
Enchanted
call
Psychic. Yes, that would be fine too.
What is your number?
Okay, hang on just a second. I think I'm seeing if I have other callers hanging on, so let me check here real quick. But basically, okay, my number is 480-364-3977.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you can't talk to me anymore and you have other people waiting, then I'll talk to you after the
yes.
show.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I've got a lot of callers on hold. So I really appreciate you calling in, though, and I hope you tune in every time I'm on.
I will. Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, let's see here. I think we've got another caller. See if I can get them on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I am doing real well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. My name is Katie, and my question is, I have two job interviews set up for tomorrow. One company's name begins with the letter A and the other with the letter B. And I'm just wondering if you see either of them hiring me, if it's a good match,
okay.
Anything like that. Thank you.
Okay, basically what I'm seeing first off, the one that starts with the A is going to be more prominent. They're going to be more giving more of offerings to you. I mean, both companies are good, but the one that is really ringing out ahead is the one that starts with the A. So when you go for your interview, just, you know, listen to what they have to say. But I believe the one that you'll end up going with is A. So because that's the one I think is going to offer you more. It's going to be more, you know, of what you're looking for.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I hope that helped you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, hon.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'm going to take one more caller, so let's do that, and then I'll go back into talking about the angel numbers some more. So let's take one more caller. Hello? Are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, I can barely hear you. Yeah, hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I can hear you now.
I listen.
For some reason, you're breaking up. Try to talk now.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
I have called before. There is a male friend that I ignore because you know, I don't know why I did that, but he's close by. Do you see me and him talking in peace? Like, do you see him meeting at a restaurant or somewhere we can talk in peace? Very important.
Okay. What I feel right off the bat is that that is possible, but there's going to be situations or things occur that's going to try to deter that. So it's something that you're going to have to make happen. So with that being said, I'm saying, you know, it's not going to miraculously come about. It's something that you're going to have to work toward and work on to get that accomplished. So, you know, with that being said, is there a way that you could speak with him and just try to, you know, make a time for you both?
You give me an idea. I left him a voice message. Can you tune into him? What are the right words to say that he will say yes? Because we have to solve our illegal issue. That's the thing.
Okay, well, I you know, on legal stuff, I don't really go into. I mean, I do feel that there's a situation that has occurred, that is occurring, that's caused the issue at this time. And I do feel that he has a lot of things going on that he's not for sure about. So it is, you know, it's going to be something that's going to be hard to get him to do. But I feel that if you, you know, just basically tell him you want to talk this through and that kind of thing, that will help him. But there again, there's, you know, I feel that he's a very stubborn person. And with that being said, you know, sometimes when people have made up their mind, then there's not going to be any talking. But I do see that there is a chance. And so you're just going to have to be the one to reach out and make that happen.
That's wonderful. There is a chance. Okay, that's good. Ask my angels. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, hon. You have a good day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, I'm going to talk a little bit, and then I know there's callers hanging on, so I will be with you very shortly, okay? So to go back into the angel numbers, so as I was telling you, that, you know, what happened to my husband, there were signs everywhere, but if I hadn't paid attention to those numbers and then, you know, figured out what they meant, then sometimes that's how, you know, when they say angel numbers are there for a reason, there's a reason you keep seeing them over and over. And the major thing is because it is trying to deliver a message. If you see your birth date frequently, say your birthday is August 19th. So you keep seeing 8/19. Okay, well, you know, a lot of times that is a departed loved one letting you know that they're safe and they're watching over you and that they're, it's their way to communicate with you. So see, there's just so many things in these angel numbers. You know, so like the number 3, I see 3 a lot, not just, you know, just the number 3. And so what that is telling me is there's something inside of me that I need to express. There's an emotion or something to do with my business. So I really start taking heed to a lot of things going on around me when I see that number a lot. And usually it takes about me seeing the number 3 times. Then I'm like, okay, something's trying to tell me something. So, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I hold classes on angel numbers. I'm trying to, you know, educate as many people as I can because, you know, they do hold a very significance in our life. My husband, he sees the number 9 a lot. And basically what the number 9 is saying, that he feels lost, he feels rejected. And all of this, he didn't start seeing the number 9 to what happened to him. When he had the massive heart attack and then his losing his eyesight. So that was the number 9 tries to tell you to be compassionate with yourself. Let these negative things go. Yes, you have these health issues, but you know what? You're loved. It's not, you know, something that, and you know, that you should hold on to. And once I started showing him these numbers and what this number meant, he realized that he had been very hard on himself. And once I showed him that, you know, he has really turned around a lot. And, you know, he sees all kinds of different numbers. The number 22, that told, you know, that means that you've got ideas going on inside your head. You need to ground yourself. And so basically what that meant for him, before he went blind, he had written a children's book. And so that was telling him he needed to go forward and try to get that book published. And so, you know, these numbers are so important in our everyday lives. And, you know, I can't express it enough. I had a friend that she called me and she says, I'm seeing the number 99 a lot. And I said, okay. I said, how often have you seen it? And she says, in the past 2 days, I've seen it like 7 times. So I told her it was a period of that, of something that was ending or something she needed to let go of. And so then she called me about 2 weeks later and she said, well, she says, the ending was me retiring from my job. She says, I didn't realize how attached I was. And she says, so that was the ending. So, you know, there's just all kinds of different things that you can find, and it relates directly to your life if you know how to assess these numbers and know what they mean. You know, there's other things that goes on. Like one of my friends called me and she says, I don't know what to say. She said, but I've been seeing 666. And so, you know, I had to laugh at her because she says, to me, that's a bad number. And I'm like, well, no, not necessarily. So, you know, that number scares a lot of people. But what it represents is that there's too much focus. That person is doing too much focus on the material world rather than the spiritual world. So, you know, I told her she was making choices out of fear, and so that's why this number scared her. But really it's just a reminder to say, hey, you need to, you know, focus more on your spirituality, that not to look at things, material things. And she said, well, okay. She says, I do have a tendency to, you know, look at material things and all this. So she said, I'm going to give it a try. And she says, I'll let you know. Well, 2 months later, she called me. And she said that now when she looks at that number, she's not afraid because she had learned that it wasn't not an evil thing. It was nothing bad. It was just saying, hey, you need to open up more. You need to do this more. And she says, now she's perfectly fine with that number. Now, for some people, there's, you know, there's these combination of numbers. You may be seeing, you know, like the number 4 and then the number 444. Okay, so that's a totally, if you're seeing two numbers, it's two things that's going on in your life that you're being trying to be showed. So like with the 444, that number is usually you're having vivid dreams and visions, and you're wanting these dreams to become reality. And so what they're trying to tell you when you're seeing these is that you are building a foundation through your dreams, and that you will go forward to make it into the material world, which we are here now. The other number is the number 4. That means that you need to ground yourself, stay focused on your foundations, which is, you know, your home, your family, your physical self, all that kind of thing. So, you know, if you're seeing different numbers but frequently, then that's just saying that you are needing to pay attention, that there's things going on in your life in two different directions. You know, I have seen like up to 7 numbers repeatedly within 4 days. So there again, they're all trying to repeat and tell you something. So basically now I'm going to take a few minutes, and I would like to take another caller. So let's see who's on here.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Nice to hear.
My question is, how I'm starting a new job on Thursday, and I just wanted to know how it would go.
Okay, so you're starting a new job on Thursday. You're wanting to know if it's going to be something that you are that you're going to like, or how the whole situation is going to go. Okay. So basically, I do feel that you're going to be nervous, but we all are. But I do feel this is going to be a job that you're going to go into. You're going to be very good at what you're doing, and it will lead to other doors opening for you. So, you know, you will stay in this position that you're taking for a short while. That's usually 3 to 6 months. And then that will transfer into a more better job for you. And so I do feel that you this will be something that you will really stay in, and you will aspire and go up the ladder, so to speak.
Okay, that's really good. Is it? Am I going to go up the ladder into a leadership position?
Right. Yeah, it's going to lead you into like manager's positions, that kind of thing. So it you're heading in the right direction.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hon, you're very welcome. Let me see if I have another, maybe I can get another caller in. So let's see if we can get one more caller in.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. I've had two job interviews with two different positions.
Mm-hmm.
Two different companies, and I had two interviews each. One company, the big part of the company is begins with a C, and the other one's a G. And I'm also going to a job fair tomorrow at the C company as well. And I was curious on what you kind of feel in and around that. Would it be something that I already applied for or interviewed with, or would it be maybe something new? Through the C company.
Okay, the first thing that I'm getting is you're going to have a conflict. You're going to be saying you're going to like G, but then there's stuff about C that you're going to really like. So it's going to come down to looking at both and then you deciding. But I do feel that you will go with G before any of them.
Well, G is definitely closer.
If that makes sense. Yes, definitely closer. Very much so.
Okay. Either way, I mean, they're not careers, so it's just jobs for right now.
Right. So, yeah, I believe you'll lean more toward G than the others.
Okay. But you see offers coming from both?
Yes. Offers will come from really all three, but you'll
okay.
be more drawn to the G and the C than you are the other one.
Got it. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I
okay.
appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys. It's about time to close. We only have a few minutes left. I'm sorry I didn't get to everyone. Please tune in again. Because I will be doing this very often. But thank you for coming by. Have a good day and the rest of the week. Again, thank you for coming and listening to Enchanted Psychic Visions with Melinda Williams. I hope you all tune in again very soon, next week. And also visit my website. It's Enchanted Psychic Visions. So just type that in there and it'll pop up. And I hope to hear from some of you guys very soon. Thank you for coming by, and may the Creator be with you all.